Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show. I just had to do that because for some reason my voice is sounding really, really deep tonight. I don't know why, so I had to say that. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. We've got a great show for you tonight. I met Alyssa, oh my God, was it about 2 months ago, I think? I don't even know. It's been so long. And she's just amazing. And the fact that she wants to help people and let them know that everything's going to be okay is just fabulous, and I just love what she does. So tonight with us, we've got Alyssa Panis. She's a divorce journalist. She's a reporter, a writer, an editor, I mean, a field producer. I don't know how she sleeps, but anyway, we're going to talk to her tonight, and if you have any questions, she can help. I'm sure she can. I mean, she writes about it all the time. So if you're going through a divorce, you're thinking about divorce, are you divorced and you have questions, hey, if you just want to talk, I mean, you don't even have to ask a question, and you know, feel like you're in the same boat type of thing, I mean, just call us up, 646-478-0999 to talk to Alyssa Panis. So before we start, let me just say thank you to our sponsors. I'm sorry, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey. I'm dying to get over there. KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntec Productions, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Cloison Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearny, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, and GenieBottles.com in, I think they're in Vegas or California. I think California. They make I Dream of Genie bottles. If you ever wanted an I Dream of Genie bottle, gorgeous. Go to genie.com. They're really, really nice. And speaking of the Observer, our article didn't get in this week. I'm sorry. We had a little mishap. So that didn't happen this week. So with me on the phone, Alyssa, how are you?
I'm good, Joanne. Thank you so much for having me. What an honor.
Oh, no, what an honor for me. Thank you. You kidding me? Thank you so much. I mean, when was it, about 2 months ago we met?
We did. Time flies.
Yeah, and
having fun.
Exactly. I know, right? Yeah. I'm trying not to cry. I'll laugh instead. But, yeah, and when we met, we had so much in common, and she's so nice. And when she told me what she did, I said, God, we got to let people know that you're there for them. So, Alyssa, tell everybody how you were with CNN, MSNBC, 1010 Wins, ABC, WCBS. I mean, my God, you've done just about everything. And what made you want to do the 5 things you need to know how to survive and thrive during and after a divorce column?
Well, it's funny you say that. Yes, I was in all those places. And 95% of my career was being on red carpets and at movie premieres and sitting down with the celebrities.
Yeah.
And so I get asked all the time, what's up with the 180? Why divorce? Well,
yeah.
It's simple. I was going through one. And when I was going through one, I was also busy, you know, producing and a television show. And one of the things that we do is we constantly hold the remote control in our hands because we want to see what the competition is doing. And all of a sudden, I'm flipping through all the other stations, all the other networks, all the other shows. And I'm like, where's the divorce journalist? I see the want. I see the political commentators. I see medical commentators. I see weather commentators. Where's the divorce one? I need to know about divorce. And there wasn't one. And really, that's how the idea happened. And when I was sitting here saying, like, well, there's no such thing, I was always taught, be the leader. You know, don't sulk about it. Do something about it. And I just decided that I was going to do something about it. And I was not giving up journalism, but now in chasing all the celebrities and asking them for interviews, I'm going after every lawyer, every therapist, every real estate professional. Believe it or not, there's life coaches and dating coaches, divorce coaches, financial people. There's filmmakers who've done documentaries on this. But if you work in the divorce industry, I want you. And what I want you to do is help people going through such a difficult time in their life. So I want to really pull out that information from you to help them. And like you said in the beginning, that's the name of the series, Five Things You Need to Know to Survive and Thrive After Divorce. So everybody who I interview, that's how we have to end everything, because we have to end on a high note. People need to know there's hope. People need to know the sun is going to shine, and you will hear that all the time when you're going through a divorce. Everyone's going to tell you that, and you just want to say, shut up, I'm in the middle of hell right now.
Right.
But there's a reason that they're telling you that, and I want to really, really convey that message.
Now, you started the column. What about a book? I mean, a book would be fabulous.
I would love to write a book.
I mean, you've got so much to say.
It's Maria Osmond, when I interviewed her, and I think I told you this when we originally spoke, she was my childhood idol. And I think you and I had a big conversation about the Osmonds. When I interviewed her back in, I think it was like the fourth or fifth time I'd interviewed her back in 2017 at the NASDAQ, I asked her, you know, with everything that you've in your life, and she's been through so much.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is it that you walk in here like, oh my God, you can light up the room better than the Empire State Building. You're amazing. You're at the top of your game. And she put her hand over mine and she's like, you know, Alyssa, sometimes life's not meant to be fair, but it's what you do with it that makes you who you are. And out of the thousands of interviews I've done in my career, that is the one that stayed with me the most. And that's the whole purpose of doing these columns, is I want to show people, like, divorce may have knocked me down. It may have knocked me out. It may have taken a lot of money. But what it's not going to do, it's not going to stop me. And my parents always taught me, you are a survivor and you are made of strength. And you learned, you're right. I'm titanium. Nobody's breaking me. But what I can do is I can take my position as a reporter, as a journalist, and I can use it to help other people. Because sadly, we're never going to get rid of divorce the way we're trying to get rid of COVID. So for all those people who have to go down this path, I want them to know, you go and you read my columns, and there's a Rolodex here of people and information that are there to help you.
Right. Now, oh God. So do you interview only celebrities who have been divorced or going through a divorce, or just anyone can reach out to you?
Anyone. I mean, I would say I've interviewed two celebrities, but you know, the bulk of it are the experts. And think of it as these free consultations with all these people. So what do I mean by that?
Right. That's what I'm saying. If you threw this all into a book, forget about it.
There you go. Get me a publisher. No, I really would love to write a book, because I would do it, you know, really again to help people. But I want people to know that every day that they log on to the column, we're going to talk about and talk to also somebody new. So it could be the lawyer who's going to talk about all different scenarios and things that you need to know to help you. We're going to talk to the therapist. Mental wellness is so important. It's the foundation for everything. There's going to be, you know, we've interviewed dating coaches. Guess what? There is going to be somebody new that when you're ready for it, that will come into your life, and you want to have a healthy relationship. And we're going to teach you how to do that. The finances are so important. And I don't say this where people think you're being a gold digger. It's not the case at all. You need money to pay your mortgage, pay the car, pay the rent, put food on the table for your family. You need that thing. You need money to survive. And
right.
So we talk to financial people on how you can do that. And if you've never dealt with the finances before, because, you know, your significant other did, well, we're going to find people there in columns to teach you how to do that. The best part is if you can add and subtract, you're going to be fine. It's really that easy. It's not complicated the way some people think it is. And people really do come out being better, being stronger, being wiser. And I find a lot of times they even like themselves better because they took themselves out of a bad environment and are now putting themselves into a healthy one.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking, like you said, it's probably more on the psyche than it is everything else, but it's like, oh God, oh, I lost my train of thought, Alyssa. Oh God, I was going to say,
Most people don't file for divorce. Most people don't, as they say, pull the plug and file because it's the fear. It's
right.
These are the most common questions people will have. Oh my God, I don't know what to do. Where is everything? How am I gonna take care of the kids? Where am I gonna live? Do I have to move? How do I do that? You know, what about our friends? Oh my God, the family. We have the trip coming up. I mean, all these things start playing out, but what you have to do is you have to put all that aside and you have to ask yourself the most important question. And I say to people, you have to corner yourself and not give yourself an out when you ask this. And it's, what is it that you want? And when you look around, if the environment you're looking at is not making you happy, then you have to do something about it because life's not a dress rehearsal. We're not getting another turn at this. But
right.
You want a do-over in terms of maybe, you know, the person that you're with and how you want to live out the rest of your life. Guess what? You have that opportunity. You just have to have the strength to do it. And you have to believe in yourself that you can do it. And
right.
you can do this.
That's what I just realized. What I was going to say, in regard to the psychological aspect of it, is if you are the one initiating the divorce, you're probably fine. But if you're the one that is surprised by it, number one, or the one who wants a way out. Those are the ones having the hardest time. But the ones who are in a miserable relationship anyway, and somebody says, let's get divorced, I'm thinking they're going to do better. They're going to fare better. And the person who's the one saying, I want the divorce, you know, mentally.
Absolutely. But, you know, some people have to file for divorce because they learn their significant other has cheated. Their
right.
significant other maybe has stole. Sometimes people have addictions and the spouse has tried to help the others, has the other side, but they can't. And therefore, things are just so broken that they do have to step out of this environment and go to a better one. So there are so many reasons why people get divorced. And listen, sometimes things just fizzle out and you realize maybe you're better off as friends or you're better with other people. There are so many reasons why people do it. But the one thing that they all have in common is it's going to hurt and everything is going to start looking different. But sometimes different is not a bad thing.
Right.
And that's what people need to understand. You know, and I say this all the time, and if anybody's heard me speak about this before, they're going to say, yes, I've heard her say this a million times. But when you do the word association game, if I say the word sunshine, your whole face is going to light up. You're going to see the beach and being at the pool and going on vacation, and that all represents happy. But I say the word divorce, and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh,
right.
How awful. It doesn't have to be that way. We can change it, and that's really one thing that I want to do with my columns and with my work, advocating to get a divorce, not at all.
Of course.
Everybody should try to save their marriage because it's all about family first. But, again, You know, divorce does not mean you're breaking up a family. It means the family may look a little different. Again, different can sometimes be good. And divorce doesn't have to be all bad. I've had somebody reach out to me saying, hey, if you have any good ideas, I have a happy podcast. And I said, divorce. And they were like, yeah, no, but thanks. But, you know, again, this is happy. I sent them a top 10 list, and we wound up doing a whole thing on it because, again, their minds went to the whole doom and gloom kind of thing. But in fact, there are so many positives that can come out of it as well. And I think if people see that, people will go in with a different mindset, and it will make the process a little bit easier. It's still going to hurt. It's still going to, you know, maybe knock you around a little, but it won't be as bad as, again, the word we touched upon before, fear.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, you've been in a relationship for, let's say, 20, 30 years, and all of a sudden, I mean, not even, you don't even have to say 20, 30 years, even 10 years. I mean, that's a long time. Your whole life is going to become totally different, no matter how many years you've been with someone. So, you know, it is a major fear, and that's probably why a lot of people stay, because they don't know what to do. And if, like you said, if you are in a miserable relationship, especially a battered one, where there's violence or abuse, drug abuse, like you said as well, get out. It's not healthy for you, but and don't be afraid. Like Alyssa's saying, it is the fear, but there's ways to make it through. I mean, how long did it take you to finally? I'm sorry if you don't mind me asking. How long did it take you to say, Alyssa's back, I'm here, after your divorce?
It took a little while because mine was an extremely challenging situation for what I was dealing with. But all of a sudden, when you put a lot of those things aside and you start really, oh, there's the finish line, you slowly come alive again when you peel away some of the things, I'll call it, that you have to deal with, because you're basically dissolving a business is what they tell you. Anybody's going to say when you sit down, Joanne, we're dissolving the business. That's how you have to look at this situation. And you're like, no, but this is the love of my life. And right. No, but you are. And if you treat it like that. But the day that I filed, as sad as it was, there was a big sense of relief because I finally was starting to take charge of my life. And I think that's the one thing that people overlook is that, you know, we kind of get set in our ways with these situations. And what do I mean by that? You know, when we're kids and even as parents, we teach our kids about familiarity and structure. So when you wake up, you know, you go to school, you come home after, you get a snack, we go to our activity, it's dinner, homework, bed, and we repeat the cycle, you know? And It's the same thing as we, as adults, we wake up, we go to work, we come home and family time, and again, we repeat. But now everything is unstable, and the ground is shakier, the ground has come out from under you, and you're just falling, and you haven't hit the ground yet because you just keep falling. But sooner or later, branches and ledges that you're going to start grabbing onto. And when you start grabbing onto them, there's going to be another one and another one. So you're almost going to be like rock climbing, and there's always going to be a place for your hand or your foot. And slowly you're going to see, oh, wait a second, there's the ground. I'm getting my footing. Let me look around. Okay, I like I like my new way of life. This is good. I like where I am right now. Yes, it's going to be, as we talked about, a big change. You may make new friends. You may have to sell the home that maybe everybody was at but for a while. But there's a lot of new beginnings. And when people treat the new beginnings as exciting, you're going to embrace it a lot more. It doesn't mean we're not sad to lose what was, but sometimes what wasn't meant to be. And when you get to a place of acceptance with that, as my column says, you are going to survive.
Uh-oh. What's that? Oh, did you hear that?
No.
Oh, I did. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. And that's what we want you to do. You know, my most favorite movie in the whole world, anybody who knows me will tell you it's The Wizard of Oz. And I compare divorce to that movie in that Dorothy is trying to make her way back home. Well, sometimes people feel like this really isn't a home because there's so much toxicity in the home because you're fighting with the other side. And all you're looking for is you're looking for to repair your heart. Okay, to me, I was looking for a heart. You're looking for your courage so you can file for divorce. And, of course, then you have to have a brain because now you have to kind of know what to do in the midst of a divorce, again, so you can survive and thrive. And I use those words a million times a day because that's what I want people to know. And in the end, not only did all the characters get what they were looking for with the wizard, but Dorothy found her home, and she was surrounded by all the people who loved her. And that's all you need. You need a small quality of people who love you so you can build your new place and start that next chapter.
Would you say it's easier to have somebody with you, obviously, to help you along the way, right?
Well, you want to build the right team when you're going through a divorce because your divorce is going to start out into different directions. So if you can, you either will need, if it's going to be something that's going to be a difficult situation, you'd want to retain a lawyer. If it's something where you and your spouse just kind of like, let's just kind of divvy things up, you may just want to do mediation or what's called a collaborative divorce, which is a ton cheaper. But you may want to talk to an accountant or a financial planner because, again, you need to budget your money for the monthly expenses and the daily expenses that are going to come up. There's children. There's things that you need for that as well. You may want to talk to a therapist or get involved in a support group. They now have divorce and life coaches, which help people try to get their footing again on their new path. So you have so many different options of people out there who work in this, who can help guide you and steer you into the direction that you want to go. But that's what people need to know. They need to know that there are professionals out there who are trained to help them. Just don't go calling your friend. Talk to somebody who has studied this. Talk to somebody who works in this. And talk to somebody who can get you the results that you want. Your friends aren't going to do that. The professionals who are trained to do this will.
Right. Nina, give me a moment. You know what? It's pouring out. You're on the East Coast, right?
I am. I'm in New York.
Yeah, it's raining. It's pouring over here. Hold on one second. It's pouring so bad it's picked up on my mic. Hang on.
I'm sorry. One moment, folks. I'm so sorry.
The weather is gorgeous, so I had the window open. I'm like, what is that noise? And then I took my headphones off, and I had the window open a crack, and I'm like, my God, it must be pouring out there. I'm so sorry, guys. So now your column, do people write to you and ask you advice or no?
Yeah, I've gotten people who have reached out to me via social media or posted things. Sometimes if it's something personal they're going through, it will be more in a private setting as something public that everybody can see. But I think the one thing that people feel is they feel that this is very comforting to them. And that's so important for me to hear because when you're going through a divorce, you feel very isolated. You feel like you're on this deserted island. Think of Tom Hanks in Castaway. And there's nobody out there to help you. And it is the worst feeling in the whole wide world. And what makes matters even worse is, you're trying to function at your job and for your family and trying to resolve all these balls that are in the air that come with a divorce. And I want people to know that, I'm here for you. I get it. I get what you've been through. I get what you are going through, and I get where you're scared, where how this may all end, but it's going to end really great. You just don't know it yet, but getting the happy ending you want is something you can't lose focus on. I always say that when I was in the celebrity world, everybody loves the Hollywood ending. Okay, that's, you look at any movie and there's always a great one. And that's what people want in their own lives. Well, you can have it, or you have to do the work to get there. And so, you know, it may be a little ugly. You know, I'll make reference again to The Wizard of Oz. You may meet the Wicked Witch along the way, a.k.a. some of the ugliness that comes with divorce. But in the end, there's a lot of beautiful things that can happen as well. And that's what I constantly try to remind people about. I think the one comment that stuck out the most was a woman who wrote me and said she was going through such a difficult divorce. She stumbled across the column, and she waits for them to post every day because they said they provide her exactly what she needs, and it's safety. And I was like, ooh, safety, interesting. I've never heard that word before. And for me, it was like the most amazing thing to read because I knew that we were trying to help people. And the journalist's job is to get out there and to share the information with your viewers or your listeners or your readers about information they need to know. And that's what I've always been. And I'm just doing it now by creating this new beat. And that's what we call it when you're a journalist. You have a beat. You cover politics or sports. In my case, it was entertainment for 20 years. I'm just now creating a new one because I just saw there was nobody else out there doing it. And yet there's so many people going through divorce or don't know the first thing.
Definitely needed. Yeah, definitely needed. And I great that you do it and that you give yourself for others to help them with your experience and knowing how to help people is just fabulous. And do you have a group too, Alyssa? Are you planning on putting a group together once COVID ends? I mean, some kind of support group, or is that going on now or not yet, or something in the works?
I actually haven't thought about that yet, but I would love to put one together because it's so important. And it's funny that you say that because I've always dreamed of having a networking group like that for divorced people. And when I say this, I mean both men and women. And I think it's so important that, you know, men have female friends and women have the male friends, because I love some of the men I've met along the way who are my friends because they give me a male perspective. I understand things from a different point of view, not just the female point of view. And I think they appreciate my friendship as well. So I would love to create a group like that when it's safe for people to go out and for people to meet each other. And it doesn't have to be dating. It could be strictly friendship. It can be, you know, I have all the time people I meet, and we help each other out with each other's kids. Or, you know,
that's a great idea.
Help me. And it's, you need, when you're a single parent, you need the army behind you. And sometimes your married friends, as much as we love them, may not have, you know, the same understanding as you know, as your single parent friends, because they can't. They haven't walked in your shoes. It doesn't make them bad. It just means that they can't relate to something they've never experienced.
Right.
And I say all the time that I would love that and take it into different towns, because I think it's so important for people to find each other. You know, if your kids are on the other side, wouldn't it be great if you can call one or two people in that group and everybody grab a movie together, or just sit outside, you know, with a bottle of wine and just be supportive to each other. You don't have to sit there and commiserate about your divorces. You know, just find a nice friendship within each other and an understanding like, oh, thank God they get it. Like, I could call them at the last minute. Because, you know, they don't have the kids either, and it's not going to look funny, you know, and there's no pressure. And I think that that's what people need.
Yeah, and just celebrate your journey together.
You do. And, again, just because you celebrate a journey doesn't mean you are campaigning or encouraging divorce. Sometimes it is the only option people have. If it's where you need to go, well, guess what? There's a reason you need to be there. I think one of the nicest things that, you know, that happened when I was in the beginning of it is I had people locally where I lived who got, I call them second chances, said, you know, we had to kind of go through our stuff in our situations, but look where we wound up. And I'm so glad for it because I would have never been where I am now. And so
right.
many people met people that were better suited for them. They just relocated their lives and moved to other places, and it turned out they got better jobs or were closer to family. So sometimes what you think is a negative can actually turn into a positive.
Mm-hmm.
And again,
yep.
it's all about shifting. And that's really getting back to what you and I were just talking about before, that word association game. I want to shift people's mind thought from divorce as, oh, Duane, I'm so sorry, you're getting divorced. Oh, how awful for you. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe we should be congratulating Joanne. You know, maybe we should, maybe, you know, she's happy about it and we should be celebrating with her and excited to hear all the new things, you know, that she's going to conquer and that she's looking forward to. And those, that's how I want to really change the perception of this. At the same time, educating people so they don't have to be in these 3-year, I know somebody who is in an 8-year battle kind of situations. They can get in, get out, and start living the life that they've really been wanting to do.
Right. And it's got to be difficult, even more difficult when there's kids involved, but people make it through that too.
Kids involved, that's your number one focus. And I don't care how bad a situation may be with you and the other side, it is not for you to complain about to your kids. Your
right.
kids didn't have to be brought into this world. You and your soon-to-be ex brought them in this world. And if you want to know what you will do to your child by you talking badly about your soon-to-be ex-wife or your soon-to-be ex-husband, there is a movie by a filmmaker called Ellen Bruno. It's a 28-minute documentary called Split. And she made it about, I think, 6-7 years ago. And it is 12 kids that she interviewed who talk about their parents' divorce,
mm-hmm.
what they've witnessed, what they've experienced, and what they've been through. She does have a sequel coming out, I think, it's coming out around May-ish, but there's not an exact release date. But parents should really watch that movie, and they're going to think twice about opening their mouth because you have no business putting your kids in the middle, both of you equally. Let them spend time with each of you. Each of you should kind of do the fun things that you want to do and just be good role models to them, but please don't involve them.
Right.
You know, it's not fair to them. It's harmful to them. It will permanently scar them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our job, is to help our kids be the best people that they can be and make everything great for them. So make this great for them. They're scared right now. They don't understand
right.
what's going on. Try to be what they need, the foundation.
Well, it's amazing to me that your attitude and just wanting to give back. I mean, I'm sure. It's no picnic. You must have went through some kind of hell, I'm sure. And everybody does their own, I'm sure, when they do go through a divorce, has their own hell to tell about, I guess. And I just you're doing fabulous, and I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you.
No, thank you. You know, it's still new. I've only been doing this since the end of September. But I think I was telling you this when we initially spoke. I'm so passionate about it because for me, it pains me to see what people are going through. And the worst part for me and what's most frustrating is there's all this information out, but there's nobody who is giving it to them. That's
right.
where the role of the journalist comes in. I'm like, so wait a second. I've been telling everybody for like 20 plus years about the celebrities' movies and books, which I still love doing. Don't get me wrong. I love my celebs. and I will always have a weakness for them. But this is, you know, at the end of the day, celebrities deal with real problems just like you and me. They don't get a ticket out of it because they're a household name. And, you know, and everybody needs information. But at the end of the day, it boils down to real life. And these are real lives that
right.
we're talking about. People who are just trying to make a living, support their family, and, you know, and enjoy their life. And but there's nobody out there to help them with the information. When you're going through a divorce, the least thing you need to hear is, yeah, Joanne, go Google that. Or, you know what? Yeah, I'm sure you can find it on Google, because you're going to say, do you realize all that's crammed up in my head right now? It's overflowing. Like, it's just overpacked with stuff, and it's probably oozing out of everywhere right now. And now you want me to Google? Like, where do you want me to put more information here? I can't. And that's where I come in. You know, you don't have to do it anymore, because now there's a journalist out there who's going to be putting information out every day to help you in every way that I can. So every facet of this divorce, and I say it's like the onion, which has multiple, multiple layers, and you think, am I ever going to peel and get to the bottom and or to the end of this onion? You will. But for my purposes, no, we're not. We're just going to keep peeling, because there's always going to be something new that we're going to uncover. There's always going to be something new we want to share with you, because somebody's always going to be going through this, and I want to be there with that information to help them. That's my job. And, you know, when sometimes people look at situations, and we do, we all go through the pity party, woe is me, why me? And I did that. On the floor crying, like, why me? You know?
I think we all
now
do that. We all do that in regard to anything. Anything happens to us,
sure.
We all do that. We all have that phase, you know.
Absolutely. And listen, when we get married, okay, nobody's thinking of the word divorce. I didn't even know what divorce was. I didn't even know it was part of the English dictionary. Couldn't even tell you how to spell it. But unfortunately, you know, life happens, and things don't turn out the way that we want them, and then you're faced with it. And, you know, and so when I think back to those moments of you know, the tears and you know, and all that other stuff, I was crying, why me, why me? Now I say, and again, it's about flipping everything and turning everything into a positive. Now I say, why me? Because I've got to be the one out there who becomes a divorce journalist who can help people. I've got to be the one who's out every day looking for that new expert, looking for that new angle, and looking for a new opportunity to help people going through such a difficult time. So if you want to make me like your life preserver, great. That's what I'm here for. And I want it to also be a teaching tool to children and, you know, to be all bad for them either. No child should be brought up in an environment where the parents are always arguing, slamming doors, sleeping in separate bedrooms, one's not coming home. You know, they should be growing up in a peaceful house and seeing both parents calmer, both parents happier. Doesn't mean that we love the children any less, but that's what kids need. And,
right.
You know, it doesn't matter how big the space is between all those four walls. It's the home that you build and all the love and the memories that you stuff inside. And that's what they really want. And so I try to tell people, it's okay if you have to sell the house. Who cares? Who cares? You're going to build a great home with your kids.
Right.
And you're going to let your kids pick out their new rooms, and you're going to let them help you decorate. And guess what? You're going to fill it with so many new memories, and all they're going to be are happy. And that's what your kids are going to remember. And that's the greatest gift we can give them.
Right. Right. And it is sad. So many people, kids grow up in homes that are broken, and it's not fair to them. And I'm not one to give advice on this, obviously, but I mean, I just hate seeing families that are, especially now with everything going on, I'm sure people are flying off the handle for every little thing. Are you noticing an uptick in divorces with the people you've been speaking with? Because
well, you know,
of COVID?
It's interesting because, you know, it's hard to know the actual numbers with COVID because the courts were closed. The courts are very backlogged. There are cases that haven't even really been entered into the court and filed because they are so behind. Most of the courts right now are still doing everything virtually. They're using like a Zoom link or, you know, a Skype or something like, you know, like that. Some of them are not doing anything in person. Now, again, it depends where you live. There are parts of the country that are starting to open up again.
Right.
But here in New York, nobody's back there. Everything is still being done remote. And that does put everybody at a disadvantage. I think somebody told me, just let alone in the Queens area, there was somewhere on the upwards of 40,000 new cases that were waiting to get filed.
Wow.
And again,
just to get filed.
So, you know, and for people who are in the process and want to know why everything's taking so long, unfortunately, the pandemic didn't help.
So,
there are people who are busy trying to get out and take the next steps in their matters. And there are people who are just trying to make it onto first base to begin the process. But so because of all those factors, it's hard to know what the numbers are. You know, there's been some, the searches are up. I will say that the searches are up for people filing. Most people tend to file the first of the year, right after the holidays. May and August seem to be also months that people do that. It's the end of school, kids going back to college, you know. And again, January marks the end of the holidays. So we're done with Thanksgiving and Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, New Year's, you know, all the holidays that people celebrate. And I apologize if I left any off. But, you know, those seem to be the surge of when people file. So, but again, with the pandemic, it's so hard to know what the numbers are. I've heard 43%. I've heard 34%. Domestic violence, now that has been talked about a lot. That seems to be up.
I've heard that,
And again, there is a hotline. The domestic center has a hotline. There's always 911 people can call. So I do know that those numbers are up, but it's hard to know an exact figure right now because, you know, everything is just running at a snail's pace.
Right. I know. It's just crazy. So many different ways of being affected by this thing. But now, where can everybody read your column, Five Things You Need to Know How to Survive and Thrive During and After a Divorce?
So Authority Magazine is found on the Medium platform. And it's really easy for people to get. It's Authority-Magazine. I think it's /Medium, or you can just go right onto Google and go onto Authority Magazine, and you type in my name. Every social media platform I'm on is just my name. I make it very easy. I like simplicity. I don't like all these special handles. I'm like, oh, it's too much to remember. It's like you have to create like 400 million passwords. So I just make it really easy because, again, you're going through so much in divorce. You're cramming so much in there. You don't have room to learn anything else. So I just make it easy breezy. My articles I post everywhere. Every article I will link to the experts that I am profiling as well as, you know, their firm name or their company if they have a book or something. And that way it makes it a lot easier for you to connect with them. If you feel that this is somebody who can help you with your situation. And I'm always looking for new ideas. And if people do want to share their stories, we'd love to tell them. You may have a great one that could be an inspiration to somebody else. I just guide people. Like, you know, we're not name calling anybody. We're not going to use anybody's name. But we want to talk about what it is that you went through and why this is going to be beneficial for somebody else. We're not mudslinging here. And I can't stress that enough. We need to help people, and we need to teach them, educate them, and know that they're not alone. So if people, you know, could stick to those parameters with personal stories, I think it's so important when people share their journeys. It inspires others. And that's what people need to feel.
Mm. Without mentioning any names, what is the worst divorce scenario you've heard, and what is the most rewarding or most the best divorce, if there is one? I don't know. I don't know how to phrase that.
Well, believe it or not, not everyone has to be like that movie War of the Roses with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. They're not all like that. But the worst one I heard about was the husband and the mistress put a hitman out on the wife. He wound up going to the cops. And they're now behind bars. And that former wife is doing great. And she is just kicking butt in life. And
good.
She found an amazing career, and she found an amazing, amazing partner. And she's probably one of the kindest people I know. So I would say that was a pretty bad one. But there were also some amicable ones, too. And I know of a couple that just realized that, you know, better apart and better as friends than they were being together.
Mm.
And they just formed a great teamwork. Partnership in co-parenting the children. And I think that is something that needs to be applauded, like your show applause. And so, you know, but, and I've written about this before, you know, divorces are like snowflakes. Every single one is different. And you can never compare your situation to your friends, to your cousins, to your neighbors, to your colleagues. They're all going to be different. The players are different. The situations are different. But, you know, the one thing that everybody needs to remember, the commonalities are find a small group of friends you can rely on. Use the time to build new friendships. You know, if you feel that, you know, you're going to need them, you may want to reach out to people in the divorce community. They may have a different kind of understanding that you're looking for at this particular time. And remember, divorce is a pit stop. You're not here forever. It doesn't define you. It's just right now for the moment. And there's others where, you know, it was very contentious situations where one moves away. I know another one where the father kept the kids and the ex-wife just moved across the country and figured she just needed to start fresh from it all, kind of thing. And then he wound up getting remarried, and I understand the woman is very lovely. So, you know, there's so many different ones, kind of thing, but they all do not have to be horrible. You don't have to be the best of friends with your ex. We're not asking you to. I'm not encouraging it. I'm not discouraging it. I think everybody has to do what's going to be comfortable for them. And whatever you do, don't throw fuel on the fire.
Right.
You know, try to find solutions to your situation, because, again, if there are children involved, that's the focus.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's the hardest part of it all. That's the hardest part if there's kids involved, you know. Let me ask you this. This is kind of a stupid question because I know it's a legal issue and it eventually has to involve a lawyer, but can you do a divorce without involving a lawyer until you get to the very end where you need to involve legalities?
You know, it's really interesting you say that. Laura Wasser, she's one of the most prominent lawyers in Los Angeles. She does a lot of celebrity divorces. And she actually, you know, talks about things like this. She has podcasts. And she talks about, you know, the do-it-yourself divorce. You can, yes. There are a lot of people who cannot afford legal counsel who go what they call pro se. Now, I would say that, and a lot of courts will look down upon it because we are a country designed on a legal system, and you want to make sure you have somebody who understands it, so you're always protecting yourself, CYA, as they call it.
Yep.
So you want to have somebody there who understands these kind of things, because you may not. And then if you come out short, then you're just like, oh, okay, I should have known. Well, you can't know if you didn't go to law school and you don't know all these things.
Right.
Yes, people go pro se. Here in New York, a lot of people go pro se when they have to go to what they call family court. It's very common that people do not go in with lawyers. But there are other options where you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on attorneys. You can go other routes. And again, it's about protecting yourself. Very big and very popular is now collaborative and mediation. And with mediation, you sit down, and the best way I know to describe it is if you think of the movie Wedding Crashers. That's what Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson's characters were trying to do. They were trying to bring two parties to the table and get them to compromise on a lot of things that they couldn't agree upon. And that's what mediation does. If everybody can come to the table with an open mind and saying, okay, we have X amount in this bank account, and they take this and I take that. And when it comes to the kids, maybe we divide equally. Or my job, I may be traveling more. Can you pick up a little bit more of this? The time and money you can save is huge. Collaborative is something that's getting to be more popular. And what you do is everybody has to really sit down and be pretty much agreeable on all different fronts. And again, these are things that can be binding, especially once a judge signs off on it. But what it does, it will protect you in the best way possible. Because what you don't want to do is, as they say, lose the shirt off your back, where you and your spouse acquired all this, and then you come away with nothing because you didn't know the right questions to ask or the right things to research to make sure that you got some of that, which you're going to need, which we talked about, to survive.
Right.
You know, living, just walking through the front door, turning on the lights costs money. Putting food on the table costs money. Getting to work costs money. And you want to make sure that in these situations that you're getting something to put in the bank account so you can live. And if there's children, provide for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I would think that most of those, what do you call it, a pro se?
Pro se. Mm-hmm.
I would think most pro ses are more successful if it's an amicable divorce, yeah?
Yes, you can. But, you know, depending where you live, the courts will warn you about, not because they're saying go to a lawyer and spend a lot of money. They're doing it because it is their right. And it is their obligation to tell you, okay, just so you know, this is based on laws and we have to follow them. And if you don't know them because, you know, you're going this route, there's only so much we can do to help you. Unfortunately,
right.
People think the legal system is broken and it's cold and they don't care. I mean, it's a revolving door in these courtrooms. And they don't have time to get to know all the players intimately. I mean, you know, you get X amount of time with the judge and then you're out and the next case is in. And they're hearing this all day long. So they don't have time to get to know both sides the way, you know the situation and the players. But what they can do is advise you that, you know, what some options may be, because you do have them. In regards to the pro se, they just want you to know, and I've heard this in courtrooms before, that, you know, there are laws, and if you don't know them, you could hurt yourself in this situation. So they're just letting people know the risks. They're not saying don't do it, but it is their obligation to let you know.
And you should know. You should know. Now, I have two questions for you and regarding the same thing. The same topic. Are you still heavily involved with producing and doing reporting and doing interviews with celebrities, or you're just really focused on the divorce angle of the doing the column now? and helping others?
I would say since September, when I really decided to do this whole reinvention, I've done a handful of celebrity interviews. This really has spoken to me in a way that is indescribable. And
right.
I think it's because I'm so passionate about it. And it doesn't mean I'm not passionate about the celebrity stuff. I'd love for the celebrities to come and talk about their divorces, not all the details, but just how they got through it and how they could be role models to other people going through it. Maybe some good that came out of it, a movie, a reinvention of a career. They met somebody else, or I would love for them, because we love our celebrities and they are such role models and important voices to us. But no, I've really been focusing so much of my time on this because, like I said, there have been so many entertainment correspondents out there. I was just watching all of them on the passing of George Segal. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, look at all the people out there talking about this amazing, amazing actor. And again, it goes back to, and where's the one talking about divorce? Like, somebody's
right.
going through a divorce. And so that's why I feel the need to do this. And I feel it's such a calling. And and that's why I just love doing it. I really do get excited when I look at my calendar and the interviews we're going to do with the experts and working on every column and finding and helping people find the right picture. And, we're looking to build this and take this to the next level. But, now we're just laying down the groundwork that this is out there. It's available. It's free. It doesn't cost anything to get the information. And it could really help you. And if you're going to go through this and you're terrified about what everything may look like, you don't have to be. I want people to think of this as almost like that comfort food and this safe zone. And
mm-hmm.
anybody can call me and reach out to me. And if I know somebody that's good for them to talk to or could be good for their situation, I'm always happy to make an introduction because I want people to come out okay.
And that's great. That really is. Now, I got part two of that question. Now, other than your journalism, writing background, how does your background help you with what you're doing?
Well, being a journalist is, I think, so important. We know how to ask the right questions. We know how to do research. We know how to come at a story and tell it multiple ways. So
mm-hmm.
We learned in journalism school was news breaks. Okay, so there's the story unfolding, but everybody's got that. We need to take it to the next level because
mm-hmm.
why is anybody going to turn us on if we're just basically repeating what everybody else is doing? Why bother?
Right.
And so here's divorce, and that's what everybody knows. But why are people going to care? Because I'm going to always look for those nooks and crannies and little cracks to crawl into, and I'm going to try to make them bigger to bring something to the surface that you don't already know, the things
mm-hmm.
that I've hidden along the way. Mm. And so, my whole job is to take a topic that's out there and find every single new angle you need to know about to help you during this transition, to help you understand what's happening in your life. To help you really piece together everything you think is falling apart. That's where I come in. So people want to talk about dating. We're going to look at it from so many different angles. People are looking on how to find the right lawyer. Again, we're going to explore this on so many different angles, angles you might have not thought of. Sometimes I just have a conversation with somebody and they say something and that to me, light bulb goes off and I'm thinking, oh, that's a really good angle. We haven't tackled that yet.
Right.
So, and again, I'll go back to the onion. There's always layers that, that I can continue to pull off when it comes to this topic because there's just so many things that are involved in it. And if I can give people a story every day that can help them and teach them I'm going to continue to look for those angles and continue to build on this, because there's always a story to be told.
Right. That's how I feel about doing the show, too. It's like I love doing the celebrities. I love chatting with them, and they're wonderful people. But I love to have people like you on, too, because let's let people know that you're out there and you're available to them. I just want to help people, you know, and so do you, and that's great.
Well, your show is so important, and it reaches so many people. And listen, we all love entertainment. We all need escapism. And that's what I was doing for so many years. But now I feel I have to take something bad that happened, and I have to turn it into something good. And,
yep.
You know, this has been a very challenging time for everybody. You know, the election, it tore people apart. You know, bad things were happening in the country. COVID hit. People lost their lives, their jobs. Everybody was home, couldn't go anywhere. And people were just feeling really bad. And I see all this, I call it the terribleness that was going on. And I was thinking, well, I had a terrible thing too, not of that magnitude, of course. But the one thing that I've always had the mindset of is you got to take things and turn things into positives. And everybody's going to go, you know, so many people are going to have a family member go through a divorce, experience a divorce, have a coworker, a good friend. And I want people to know that there's somebody out there who is trying to do some good with it, and say to them, you're not alone. There's a lot of people out there who are you, who can help you. And again, change the perception of it doesn't have to be all bad. You know,
right.
Tony Robbins talks about, I don't know the name of the episode of the podcast, but I happen to be listening to one of his podcasts, and he talks about the day that his father left. And it was shortly after Thanksgiving. He was no more than 11 or 12 years old. And his mom was not working, and Tony had two siblings, and there was like no money, and he's talking of just how poor they were and the extremes his mom had to do and go through to put food on the table. And
right.
He's talking that at the time, this was the worst moment of his life. Well, it turns out it was the best thing that ever happened to him. And he says that because as he got to be a little bit older, he met this gentleman who became his mentor. And as a result, Tony Robbins is the greatest motivational speaker in the world. I mean, look at the attention he commands, the books, the podcasts, the TV shows, the movies he's been in, all with what he learned along the way. But he says that this never would have happened if it hadn't been that one event in his life. That's what I want to do with my situation. Yeah, it was horrible. There were a lot of tears, absolutely. But you know what? Now let's turn it into something and do some good. And maybe that's why it happened. Maybe this is the path I'm supposed to be on. And it brought me to you. And it brings me to all these professionals. I do Clubhouse discussion every Wednesday and every Sunday. And I'm always bringing experts on, very similar to how I produce a TV show. I'm calling all the experts and saying, come on. And you know,
right.
We're building these rooms. We're trying to do a lot of work with the National Association of Divorce Professionals, where I'm doing work as well in terms of content. And so trying to really get out there and let people know that, there's great information out there. And I'm going to be the one who helps teach it to you because, like I said earlier, there's nobody else doing it. And people need this right now. Sadly, it's going to affect a lot of people, either directly or indirectly. And what better way to help your loved ones and yourself than with information? And it's free. Who doesn't love anything free?
And it's free. And not only that, it also helped you because if you weren't doing this, what you're doing, who knows where you'd be right now?
This has been so healing for me.
Right. This is, you found your happy. You found your happy, and you're ecstatic, and you're just loving life right now and you're taking care of people, not only taking care of yourself, but you're helping people. And it's just got to be so rewarding and so fulfilling.
It is. And I'm so glad you said that. It is, because I know that what I'm doing is going to make a difference. And what better feeling is it than knowing that you've helped somebody, that somebody reached out to your column to help them. And I call it a transition. Sometimes divorce sounds so ugly. So I sometimes say I call it a transition. But again, people who I've met along the way, and again, who I just met along the way, have become, you would think I've known them my whole life. And because you immediately become bonded. You immediately have an understanding. You immediately can empathize with them in a way that they're like, you don't even need to speak. I know you get it. And that's what people need. And so if I can continue to have the privilege to have the platform to do this and continue to expand it to help people, I'm all for it. I'm a kind of girl that loves to roll up her sleeves and get down and dirty and build things from scratch. And nobody's done this. And
right.
I'm used to building things from scratch because I was brought into companies to build things from scratch in terms of the entertainment. Thought of, what? I'm not following in their footsteps. They're going to one day follow in mine. And
mm-hmm.
And again, nobody else is doing this. And when I really paid attention to the news and I'm flipping and flipping and flipping, I'm like, okay, so I've got all these like Republican strategists and Democrat strategists. Yeah, okay, great. And I've got all these people who are the COVID experts now in the medical field. Great. And we're talking to all the Hollywood people because Hollywood shut down. And it made me realize, like, but you know, as your attorney is calling you or you have to be in court, you're like, yeah, where's the divorce one? And, you know, and I'll always go back to that because really it would have been so nice to know that there was somebody out there who I can read from and learn from, and there wasn't. And we're in a position, as you are as a broadcaster, we're in a position to be a voice to so many. I want people to know that that I'm going to be that voice for you. And just when you think nobody understands, I do. And that's why we're going to keep finding all these experts for you. That's why we're going to keep talking about tons of stuff that are related to divorce. Hopefully, you're going to take bits and pieces from everything, and it's going to help you. You can get another chance at everything. And again, so many people I know got better things out of it. And that happened right away. You know?
Right.
We have to go through a little bit of a rocky period, but it's okay. You know,
we
all go through a something. And if this is your something, okay. It's a temporary one. Again, you're at a pit stop. This is not the end of the road.
Right. Well, folks, I hope you found Alyssa's conversation as enlightening as I have. And you can, is it authoritymagazine.com and medium.com? Or what is the website where they can read?
Authority can be found within the Medium platform. But even if, you know, even if it's too much to type on your space bar, all you have to do is just go to Google and type in Authority Magazine, and it will come right up. So it's a really good way to find us. The Clubhouse, we're on every Wednesday, every Sunday. So, you know, come find us there. And at the National Association of Divorce Professionals, we're always working on new stuff. In fact, next month, I'm really pumped, because I get to combine my celebrity background with my journalism background, because we're going to be having a discussion with three of the top celebrity attorneys in the country about celebrity divorces. So, yeah, look at that. You can combine them all for one fun topic. But in all seriousness, always looking you know, to keep the conversation going and to keep being out there for people. And it's easy to find me on social media. It's just my name. I know I'm boring, but it's simple and it's easy.
No, you're not.
And, you know, that's what people need. Everything else is too complicated. I like simplicity.
Right.
What's easier than just typing in a name?
Exactly.
And it's all right there.
And it's ILYSSAPANITZ, Alyssa Panitz. And you can find her on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. She's everywhere. She's everywhere. Oh, Alyssa,
exactly.
Thank you so much. It was so great to finally talk about everything you do, because when we first met, we started talking. I'm like, I don't want to hear anymore because then we won't have anything to talk about.
Oh, we're friends forever. We always have stuff
absolutely.
To talk about. We're gals.
Absolutely. You got it, sis. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
So anyway, everybody, thank you so much. Alyssa Panitz, thank you so much. We'll keep in touch.
I promise I'll do better.
I promise I'll do better. And I'll try and reach out more often when I can breathe. And I look forward to speaking with you again. I wish you all the best. I wish everybody
thank
out
you.
There who's going through a divorce the best. And if you didn't want to call in because you didn't want your personal business aired, reach out to Alyssa. Go to her Facebook page, her Instagram, her Twitter, and it's Alyssa Panitz, ILYSSAPANITZ. And also go to Authority Magazine or on Medium and read her column, 5 Things You Need to Know How to Survive and Thrive During and After a Divorce. When is that published? When do they put that up? Is it once a month, once a week, your article? Your column,
nope.
I should say?
Every day.
Oh, every day you
every
put
day.
Up a column?
Every day.
Oh, my.
Yep.
You are busy.
Every day. We are, well, so are you. You're busy, busy, busy. But, yes, every day we put up another column. So, you know, please take a look out. And, again, if people have ideas, columns they haven't seen or they want to share their story because they feel that they can help somebody else, I'd love to connect with them.
Excellent. And she's also the co-host of All Things Divorce on Clubhouse. And you can get that online as well. So, Alyssa, thank you so much. We'll keep in touch.
I would love that.
Yes, I can't wait for you to I can't wait to keep in touch and see how things work out. And it sounds like everything's going fabulous. And I thank you for what you do for people. That's fabulous. Thank you.
No, thank you. This is what an honor. Thank you from the fabulous
meeting
you. I really
my
appreciate
pleasure.
It.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. Everybody, Alyssa Panitz. Thank you, Alyssa. Take care. We'll talk soon, okay?
I look forward to it.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a good night. Take care. Oh, wow. Well, like I said, I hope Alyssa helped anybody who needed some guidance out. And if you didn't get the answer you wanted tonight, you could always go to her column again and read her column or just reach out to her on her social is Alyssa Panitz, ILYSSAPANITZ. We've got a great show coming up on Saturday, actually. We've got a 1 p.m. Eastern show with Neil Byrne. He's a musician from Ireland. He'll be calling us, and we're going to be playing his new song, Caledonian. What is it? It's right here. I had it here. I set it up already. Caledonia. And his name is Neil Byrne, and he's with the group Byrne and Kelly now, and it's formerly from Celtic Thunder, so I can't wait to hear it and speak to Neil. And then also on Sunday, we have at our normal time, 7 p.m., Alex Louie, the director. We're going to be talking about his new documentary, Sexplanation. I think it's N Sexplanation. I'm not sure exactly what everything's all about. I got to read up on it. So that's going to be pretty cool. And then next Wednesday, we've got actor George Chakiris here from West Side Story. He played Bernardo in West Side Story. I love it. A boy like that. He kill your brother. I always used to sing that. And How to be in America, just like the kids in America. What a great, great musical, movie, everything about it. Can't wait to talk to George about that. So, and his memoir, My West Side Story. So I hope you all had a good time tonight. It was a pleasure speaking with Alyssa. And we are going to say sayonara tonight. And thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey. Take a break from cancer.org for Pete's sake. Check out their online auction. It ends tomorrow on the Friday. I'm sorry. I thought today was Thursday. It ends on the 26th at 10 p.m. Eastern. There's some great prizes for you to bid on, and you're helping a great cause for Take a Break from cancer.org for Pete's sake. Go to Love, F as in Frank, P as in Peter, S as in Sam. lovefps.com or .org, I think it is. I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry. And you'll find it. Just go to, for Pete's sake, take a break from cancer.org. And there's stuff up there starting at $25. So if you're itching to gamble, or if you're itching to, I don't even want to call it gambling. I mean, but if you love winning prizes and nights on there to the Grand Caymans, great stuff. Great stuff. And just go in and bid. And you're helping out a great cause. You're helping out some families that need a much-needed respite to take a break from cancer. So hence, takeabreakfromcancer.org. So Cloyden Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com and H21 Hand Sanitizer. I thank you so much. You guys could be doing anything, and you're hanging out with me, and that's pretty cool, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I love doing this, and I hope you enjoy me doing it. So since it's Wednesday, weather's breaking, let's get ready for the weekend. Take care, everybody. Have a great week. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you Saturday with Neil Byrne at 1 p.m. Eastern. Take care. Bye-bye.